Let's get straight down to it, though, and begin with Czech Life and Masha Walensky.
Have you written a book and can't find a publisher? Did you invent a gadget that everyone would surely like, but you're having problems finding an investor in today's crisis-stricken economy? Many artists, writers, inventors, or just people with good ideas all around the world are discovering a new way to finance their startup projects. It's called crowdfunding. Essentially, crowdfunding is nothing more than asking people you know to invest in your idea by using the most modern online tools and social networks available. A slew of websites have been created in the past couple of years that help streamline and popularize crowdfunding. By providing the basic layout and a simple way of uploading and promoting video and other materials, these websites simplify the process of creating the initial pitch and expose the project to a wider audience for a relatively low percentage of the profits. You set the amount of money you need and the time in which you want to get it. The rest of it is up to how well you let the world know about your project and, of course, how much the world likes it. In addition to giving a new and often yet unrealized project's potential financing, crowdfunding websites give the project's creators the possibility to test out their ideas, and sometimes to pre-sell their final product. This trend also seems to have caught on in the Czech Republic. Fondomat was the first crowdfunding site that appeared in this country, founded by two British expatriates living in Prague. One of them, Conrad Watts, spoke to me recently about introducing crowdfunding in the Czech Republic and the road ahead. I began by asking him about how he and his partner Joe Wakeford started with Fondomat.
This was 2 years ago that the idea first came to me. I discovered crowdfunding a while back, and I thought this was an incredible way for people to really start to be able to achieve their creative dreams and further to that business dreams, as it's now going that way. Something which was brand new, the option wasn't really there before. And we looked into it and we realized that there was nobody doing this inside the Czech Republic. I mean, in fact, in most areas of Eastern Europe. And so we decided to set it up ourselves. We looked at the best of the running models around the world, obviously Kickstarter and Indiegogo, Rocket Hub, a couple in the UK. And we took what we thought was the best from each of them and packaged them together and created Fondomat that way.
Can you briefly describe what it entails? How does it work?
If we take the idea of an artist, let's say a musician who wants to produce a new album, obviously that costs more money than most people would have to hand. Even now, established artists are moving to crowdfunding, and here's why. I want to produce a new album. I need, let's say, 100,000 crowns to do that. I can't go to a bank for that money. They won't give it to me. It's too high of a risk. So I would use Fondomat. I would first make a video explaining what I want to do, introducing myself to my fans and to people connected to my fans who might also be interested. I talk about the project, I talk about wanting to raise this money and how I'm going to do it. But the important thing is that Fondomat works on a system of rewards. It's a two-way way of raising money. None of these projects are charity projects, as it were. So they're all, you give me something, I give you something back. And those rewards are set at different financial levels. We start at a minimum of 150 crowns, and then you can set those up to any level you want, exchanging for money rewards of an equivalent value. For example, a download of the album is very cheap to produce, but might be valued at 200 or 300 crowns to one of your fans. So you offer rewards, you get the money coming in, but only if you're going to your social network. You have to do the legwork. The site itself doesn't do the work for you. We provide the technology. You contact your social network. You advertise and promote yourself through Facebook and Twitter and all the other social networking tools which are available integrated into the site. And that's how you end up raising the money.
You said that it's not really a charity, but it is giving, and it is something that doesn't have a very long history in this country or around the region. Why did you think that it would work in the Czech Republic, a place where people are careful about money?
we started in the Czech Republic because we both live in this country and we love this country. It was that simple. We didn't know at that stage whether it was going to work or not, which is a nice start for us because it represents the beginning of any project that you would find on a crowdfunding website. People don't know if they're going to succeed or not. We didn't know if we were going to succeed or not. Things change in people's mentalities. When Facebook first came to this country, people were suspicious of it. Nobody wanted to use it. Now everybody's on Facebook. So although in the beginning things were very difficult, people are starting to see the benefits of this. And especially as crowdfunding itself evolves into a pre-selling tool and people understand that they're actually going to get something they want in exchange for their money and not simply giving money to somebody they either don't know or don't care about. And as social media grows, crowdfunding will grow. And this industry is running at a galloping pace right now. And the potential for it is being seen in every corner of the globe. And we're here to tap into that.
You mentioned before Kickstarter, and there are obviously other websites. How does Fundamat differ from Kickstarter?
The main way in which it differs is that it does not work on what we call an all-or-nothing principle. Kickstarter requires their project owners to reach their goal within the set time limit. If they don't reach it, they won't receive any of the money. And the money is actually pledged. It's not given. There is no initial transaction. The money comes at the end once all of the money has been pledged. There are a few problems with that, one of which is if it's a rather large donation, and sometimes they are, and it's a 3-month project, there's no way of knowing if that person is still going to be in the market to spend that kind of money 3 months down the line. The reason that Fondomat doesn't do it that way is that we also believe that the amount of effort that goes into a project should be rewarded. For example, if you were to ask for 100,000 crowns to produce a new studio album and you raised 85,000 crowns, you should get that 85,000 crowns. There's a lot of effort and blood and sweat and tears that went into making that money for this project. So therefore, we believe that you should get every penny of that.
Do you expect some sort of an evolution of the site in the future?
Well, the interesting thing about crowdfunding itself is when the industry first started, nobody really had any idea in which direction it would go. The pre-selling idea has become very, very forceful in the crowdfunding market, and nobody could really have predicted that until people started to go down that avenue and realize it was a really good way of raising money and, in fact, making money on a new product before you had even produced it. It's an accountant's dream to have money coming into a company before you've even produced the project or the product. Crowdfunding sites continue to evolve. They have to. So we will continue to work to be the best in the marketplace to offer our users the best tools available and to place ourselves as highly as possible on the search engine lists so that the world can find us and our users' projects as easily as possible.
Fondomat was quickly joined by others on the Czech crowdfunding market. Radio Prague's regular contributor, Pavla Horáková, used another site, Kreativci Sobě, to help her publish the third book in her mystery trilogy for young adults, Hrobaříci a Hrobáři, or Sexton Beetles and the Sextons. She and the book's illustrator, Veronika Kašparová, gathered 118% of the money they needed. Although they had gathered a fan base from the previous two books in the series, Pavla chose to go through a crowdfunding website. I asked her why she decided to do so.
Because a friend of mine ran her project through Kreativci Sobě, which is a crowdfunding server, and she was very successful. They managed to collect more money than they initially wanted to, and I thought that it was a good idea to both get some money for the project and also get some publicity, attract people even before the book is out.
And you were also very successful with collecting money. Did you expect it to go so quickly?
I hoped that we would meet the target, and we exceeded it by almost 20%, which is great, and I'm very grateful to everyone who put in their money. I also approached my illustrator, and she put out a set of postcards so the investors could also buy the postcards or a poster with the illustration. So it wasn't only people who were interested in my book, but also people who wanted to get her art.
What was the hardest thing about getting it all started?
I guess the video, because we didn't have any script in mind and we were hopeless because we didn't know where to begin, how to approach it. And we didn't want anything too scripted or too serious. And in the end, we just recorded our sincere conversation about the project. And I'm not sure everybody liked it, but we were happy because it was the most sincere and perhaps personal message we could get across.
Do you think that crowdfunding has a big future in the Czech Republic?
I can't tell. From my experience, quite a few people were reluctant to use this service because they perhaps don't know how to handle internet payments. So they said, you know, I'd rather wait until the book is out and then I'll buy it in a bookshop, things like that. So that may be one obstacle. Another one, it's probably difficult for people to even find these websites. Not many people go there on a regular basis to check out new projects, new ideas, which might be the case, I think, abroad where these sites are more established. So I guess when these sites manage to attract more publicity, then it will be all much easier.
So are you a believer now? Do you think next time you have a new project or a book, you'll use one of these crowdfunding sites?
Who knows? Maybe at that time there'll be something new, something even more efficient, more exciting. I don't know. But it really has been a great experience. And I would definitely recommend it to everyone who has a project and needs money for the start. It's really exciting and it's really gratifying to see the money adding up and to see all those friends you knew you had, but you'd never expect them to be interested in your work. So I definitely recommend it.
Pavla's third book of Hrobáříci a Hrobáři series, which tells of adventures of a group of youngsters in a Prague cemetery, made its way to the bookstores this week, appropriately for the Czech All Souls Day holiday. Not all projects, though, are as successful with raising money from crowdfunding websites, but given the growing number of such sites in the Czech Republic and people's interest in using them to start up their project, it seems that this trend is not about to die out.